Okay, today, Beis Hashem, we're continuing in the fifth parak, and Beis Hashem, beginning the sixth parak of Maseches Nedarim. We are up to parak Hey, Mishnah Vav. Hamudra Ana Mechaveru. Someone is not allowed to get a Nedar Ana from somebody else. Ve'en lo me'ochel, but the Mudra has nothing to eat, and the Madir wants to provide for him. So, Nosan Lachem Mishnah Matana. So, you can give food to another person as a gift. Ve'ala Mudra. And then the Mudra is allowed to get Ana from it, because it no longer belongs to the Madir. However, if there's any sort of indication that the Madir's gift is not really a sincere gift, then it's just a harama, it's just a way to trick to around the system in order to allow the mudar to eat the food, then it's not going to be mutter. How do we know when that's happening? Well, there was a story that happened in Beis Choron of a mudar emenu ana'a, where there was a guy whose father was usher by a neder to have any benefit from the son, and the son was marrying off his own son, and he wanted the grandfather, the groom's father, the father's father, to participate. So he said to his friend, the whole chatzer, the whole wedding hall, and all the food of the meal now belongs to you, it's not mine. And he was hoping that would mean his father would be able to benefit from it. But they're only in front of you, they only belong to you, so that my father could benefit from it. Imshali, so Amar Lo, so the other fellow said, wait a second. If you really tell me they belong to me, I'm hereby making them hegdish. Amar Lo, so he said, I wasn't giving it to you, I wasn't giving all the stuff to you for you to make it hegdish, I was giving it to you just so that my father would be able to benefit from it. Amar Lo, see, you weren't really giving it to me at all. You just wanted to be able to have your father at the meal. And then the sin of breaking the nether is going to be my problem, because the son made it clear that he did not want his friend to really own the chatzer and to really own the food. So therefore, it's an invalid gift, and the father was really ushered to attend the wedding. And had he done so, the friend would have been responsible for pretending to accept a gift that was not a gift. When the Chum heard about this, they said, gift that is not given sincerely, meaning that if the guy is makdish it, it would not be hegdish because you didn't give it to him for that purpose, well then that's not really considered a matana. Now we move on to the sixth parak of Maseches Nedarim, so we're going to discuss a lot of prakim now about Mishnah in the third parak of Nedarim, that the meaning of words in Nedarim, meaning a word or an expression is neder, is always halocha chalashim re'adam. We always have to assume that people are talking the way people speak. So hanodim and amavushal, if a person takes a neder, meaning we're not using technical definitions when you take a nedarim. When you take a neder, we assume that you're talking the way people talk. You're using language the way it is commonly used. Hanodim and amavushal, if a person takes a neder that asks him from eating mavushal, mutar batzli uvashaluk. He's allowed to eat roasted food and overcooked food, because people do not call that mavushal. The word mavushal is used to describe hot liquids and not foods that are roasted or dry heated or overcooked. Amar konam tafshil she'ini tohim. If he says, I'm taking a konam, that I'm not going to be tohim a tafshil, that I'm not going to eat any tafshil, asr b'maisa k'der rach, so he's not allowed to eat soft food made in a pot, umutr ba'ava, but he is allowed to eat solid food, because tafshil refers to food that's normally eaten with bread, and that's soft food, like a porridge or something like that, you know, you would eat with bread, but hard food you would not eat with bread. Umutr bebeitzas termita, and he's allowed to eat a termita egg. A termita egg was an egg cooked in hot water in a way that it didn't become hard at all, so it was used as medication. Uvadalas armutza, and he's allowed to eat a gourd baked in hot ashes. It's a certain type of gourd that's naturally very bitter, but when you bake it in hot ashes, it becomes sweet and it becomes something that people like to eat, because those foods are not ordinarily eaten with bread. So let's review what we learned today. In the last Mishnah, in the fifth parak of Nedarim, we said that someone who's mudar ana mechaveru and he doesn't have what to eat, you can give it to someone else as a gift, and the other one is allowed to now benefit from it. But if it's an insincere gift, it doesn't work. And we told this maisa in Beis Choron, where a person gave an insincere gift of the wedding hall and all the food, because he wanted his father, who had a nedar ana, to participate, and the recipient recipient of the gift said, okay, if it's mine, then I'm makdishit l'shamayim. So if the guy is unable to be makdishit l'shamayim, well, then it's not a gift. And therefore, it will not work to get around the neder hana'a. And then Perek Vav Mishnah Aleph, we said that someone who takes a neder from that which is mavushal is allowed to eat that which is tzili and shaluk, because that's not called mavushal. If he says a neder of a tavshil, that I will not be toim, so then he's a tavshil means that which is eaten with bread. So he's not allowed to eat soft foods, but he's allowed to eat hard foods. He's also allowed to have a beitzas tarmita, which is therapeutic, and a dela'as haramutza, because those foods are not normally eaten with bread. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Vav, Mishnayos, Peis, and Gimel.